Rabbi Nachman Vash.
It's impossible to properly be masvid Mari Chami. There's no chance that I can possibly do justice with words and the effect that he's had on me and on my children. Befrat, how can you prepare to talk about the death of somebody whose entire existence was Chaim, was Chius? Every second of every nanosecond of his life was more Chius and more Chaim for himself, and creating Chaim and Chius and elevating the lives of others. There was no death. It says, Tinoik is Karen Lavi, Avi and Abba. Tati, you were a Tati to me. To your grandchildren, I was mentioned. You weren't a grandfather. You were a father to them. No one can fathom the relationship that every single one of the Enochlich had with you. They felt your love so strongly, and they loved you back so strongly. No one can describe last night's Yitzias Neshama. We had grandchildren singing together, laughing together, crying together. From little children, they felt so connected to Zaidi, and the thought that Zaidi would be gone was something they couldn't wrap their brains around. They were losing their arm. They felt that love. We all felt that love. You rejoiced in every little success of every Einikel. Tati was a global person. He was able to walk into a community and give advice to the community how to deal with their struggles. And he looked at every one of his Einikelich as a community, as a world. And he loved us. He would travel for every Chumash Suda, for Upsharon, which wasn't his minig, because it wasn't about the Chumash Suda and it wasn't about the Upsharon, it was about the love. As was mentioned, he traveled for the yeshiva, and he had success. He had success that he raised funds, but that's not how he viewed a success. He didn't just raise friendship. He connected with the people that he went to. And if he walked away from a meeting and he heard about a success of that balabas or that person, nothing connected to financial success or personal success. That meeting was a success to him. He was going to share a part of him with that person. And that's why people so easily shared with him. People so easily connected with him. It wasn't a talent only. It was a being. I remember when I was going out with my wife, and I came and I was nervous like anything, Shefta Neuberger, presence, stature, and I wanted none of that. I wanted no pressure. I was a little teenager then, not a teenager, but still a teenager. And I walked out and he made me feel so comfortable. I remember talking to one of my family members. He says, yeah, he's a people's person. He probably, you know, Dale Carnegie's book, he knew to talk to you. I said, he didn't ask me any Vart. He knew how to talk to you in a way that would be comfortable. And I was so impressed. He was such a warm people's person. And then I got to know him and I realized how he missed the boat. It was so not about making a game. He was just full of ahava and love. And we felt that. I felt that for 25 years straight. Acceptance, love, and ahava. There are two kinds of leaders. There are people that, this was mentioned, but I have to mention it, the people that use their wisdom, the mayach, the kishrin. They can understand the situation. And then the people that their leadership comes from their heart, their emotion. And they hug you with their emotion and they lead you that way. And Tati was both. Not separately, together. He was a true chacham lev. That's why he was able to reach and accomplish so much. Last night, when the family, Baruch, Yosef, and Chaim Shimon, were able to be in the hospital and let anyone else in, and most of the family was my Oma, my mommy, and they were singing together, and they were saying Nusach HaTfilah, and they said Vidui together. And I was thinking, could you imagine if he had to write a script? He always knew what to do. If he had to write a script for Yetzias Neshama, this is what he would want. Singing to the Rebbeinu Shalom, talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, laughing with his family, crying with his family. And I was thinking, if he would open up his eyes, would he end up with a tefillah? Would he end up with a beautiful vart that he couldn't control himself, that he couldn't say for the last 10 weeks? Or did we just say, I'm fine, I'm fine. He was always fine. I'm sure he's fine now. But we certainly don't feel like we're fine. I remember right before he went into the hospital, he walked with his walker up to the house. And he tried picking up his walker to walk up the steps. I said, Ta, can I help you take the walk up the steps? No, I'm fine, I can do it. Because in the morning, I go to Shachris at 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. No one's here. I have to be able to figure out how to get my walker up and down the steps. Anyone would want to do it for him. But his Avodas Hashem was not something he wanted to give away to anybody else. He was a Gibur Atzim, and there was nothing that he felt he couldn't do in the service of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mommy, that closeness that we feel was something that you and Tati created, and it's going to be the Bez Hashem Ad Me'ev Asrim. The bond is so strong from all your children and in-laws and the grandchildren, the two grandchildren of Eretz Yisrael that are watching this Levaya. All of us feel like we're so close to you. And it's something that we're going to relive that, those moments of closeness. And although I'm sure Tati won't be there, but he's going to be watching. And maybe we won't be able to hear him, although you never know. Will Zichah be able to feel him? It says, V'chol ha'amrayin es ha'kailais. Klal Yisrael saw with that which was normally heard. Of course, when Tati davened, you felt it, that which was normally heard. But it wasn't just his davening. It was every ounce of his Avodas Hashem. It was mentioned, but if those that didn't, weren't Zeicha, to witness it, it's indescribable. Every bracha, every shaking of the lulav and esrig, he would not get caught up with the side in the arm with Avodas Hashem, with the things that he felt weren't real part of the chelik of the mitzvah. It was just a fad. That did not move him at all. But the mitzvah of serving the Rebbeinu Shalom, everyone felt his Avodas Hashem, which is why you got pulled in. It was impossible not to be pulled into him. When he walked into a room, everyone knows his presence, but his presence wasn't just his booming voice. His presence was his ahava. His presence was his tangible Avodas Hashem. That's what pulled everyone in. It was uncontrollable. You couldn't be stopped. And that's why he was able to affect and reach so many people. You know, Yosef mentioned Kol HaTzmoisei Taimarna. The last 2 years, Tati suffered. He didn't make it feel like, it sound like he suffered. He was able to do anything. But the last 10 weeks, we don't know what he went through. And it was so hard for the family to watch. But the Malach HaMavis, in order to get Tati, you couldn't just get him with a heart attack. You couldn't get him with hitting one chelik of his body. You had to hit every chelik of his body, because wherever you'd hit him, he'd pop up someplace else. His skin failed him. I never knew what that meant. I never heard that expression. Because in order for the Malach HaMavis to get Tati, you had to hit him in every ounce and every fiber of his being, because that's what he used for his Avodas Hashem. And he wouldn't give up until the Malach HaMavis took every single part of him away. Words cannot do proper in the Hesped. So when I ask Mechila for anything that I didn't do proper cover today and for the last 25 years, I want to thank, we're in Lakewood. I want to thank Yosef and Miriam, Baruch and Zahav, and Tzvi and Devorah for helping out when we weren't able to be there. It's something that we'll never forget, and I'm sure Mommy appreciates. But Mommy knows that we're there from a distance. I want to which the Baruch Hashem should give the kayach to Baruch. And you know, it's not in my business, but the Baruch Hashem, many years it was so fit that mommy should start off with twins, that how much they work together, and they complement each other, and they mechazik each other, and they were able to accomplish so much, and they lead the mishpacha, our mishpacha, and we all have so much hakaras hatayiv to them.